Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Awakening Sentient Beings with Compassion on the Path of Cultivation by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on April 19, 2023. I bought a copy of Falun Gong at a roadside stall on May 22, 1995. The moment I touched the book, I felt something round drop onto my lower abdomen with a thud. Master Li, Dafa's founder, installed a Falun and cleansed my body. After I got home, I read the whole book in one go. I started cultivation and became a truly cultivating disciple on May 26, 1996. Through participating in group Fa studies and exercises, many of my illnesses disappeared. The goodness of Dafa, requiring practitioners to be kind and uplifting morality, also made me become a good person, and this influenced many people along the way, especially my family members. My mother saw that my tuberculosis had been healed and told everyone, "Who does not believe that Dafa is good? I believe in it because my daughter has recovered from her illness." My father-in-law saw that my character had changed to become kind, optimistic, generous, and filial, so he complimented me for being a good daughter-in-law and often told others, "Everyone says that a leopard never changes its spots. That's wrong. I say that a leopard can change its spots because my daughter-in-law became a different person after learning Falun Dafa. I think this practice is just too great. I'm also going to learn it." He led his friends and relatives, including his sisters and their husbands, to start to cultivate in Dafa too. Part 1. Improving my cultivation level through studying the Fa and cultivating my heart. I've been able to study the Fa, practice the exercises, and cultivate myself based on truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, every day for more than 20 years. I'm even able to require myself to do so in a strict manner. When I first started studying the Fa, I memorized on Dafa. I continue memorizing it every day, even through today. I've also been able to persist in joining the morning exercise sessions throughout the years, waking up at 3:10 a.m. every day to start practicing the 5 sets of exercises from 3:20 a.m. until I finish sending forth righteous thoughts at 6:10 a.m. When I missed, I would make up for it later. For the whole last year, I emphasized studying the Fa well. I joined a small Fa study group, which meets once every week and memorizes master's teachings in different regions and studies Zhuan Falun. The practitioners all respect master and the Fa, and their touching stories of how they improved their Xinqing benefited me and encouraged me to be diligent in my cultivation. I joined another small night Fa study group last year, which is held every day. The members of this small group are all diligent in their cultivation, and they all cherish this cultivation environment. There are a few young practitioners who go to work during the day, and they sometimes have no time to have dinner as they rush to join the Fa study. There are also practitioners who have already memorized Zhuan Falun for the 3rd or 4th time. Their level of diligence in cultivation has really moved me deeply. I need to be diligent in my cultivation too. The Fa study site is relatively far from my house, so I need to walk more than half an hour to reach it. I initially felt quite tired, but after a while my legs no longer hurt and I could even walk quite quickly. Along the way I recited An Dafa multiple times, and the walk was easy, as though someone was pushing me. On the eve of the Chinese New Year, I went to the Fa study site to watch Shen Yun on the NTD TV live broadcast. It was snowing heavily, so I took a taxi to the Fa study site. I was the only person there, but I still put my legs in the full lotus position, formally, throughout the whole performance. On my way home, no one was on the road and there were no taxis either, so I braved the heavy snow and walked home. Another time, I didn't manage to reach the FA study site in time to watch the video of Master's lecture in Guangzhou. The next day, I went there to watch the video of the second lecture. Through studying the FA and cultivating with everyone in the group, I have improved my understanding of the FA and benefited greatly in a short period of time. Due to my improvement, my family has become harmonious. I often play NTD TV program, The Stories of Life, that shows the extraordinary nature and goodness of Dafa, as well as programs that introduce Shen Yun performances and music from Tianyin website in my house. When my whole family goes on a road trip, I always play Master's lecture recordings in Guangzhou in the car. They have all benefited from it. My husband and my uncle quit smoking, which was their habit for many years. They are all supportive of my FA study and exercises. They all use their cars to drive me to the FA study site to study the FA or help me raise awareness of the persecution. Part 2. Clarifying the Truth, Awakening Sentient Beings. I abide by Master's FA and save sentient beings with compassion. My sister-in-law had lung cancer and her daughter had breast cancer. Both of them had surgeries. After I heard about it, I took Dran Falun, truth clarification materials, amulets, fruit, and money to visit them. I told them that only Dafa can save their lives. They truly listened to what I said and started to practice Dafa. They joined the small FA study group and studied the FA and did the exercises wholeheartedly with the help of fellow practitioners. My sister-in-law went to the hospital for a checkup not long after that, and the doctor told her, "You have recovered from your illness. You don't need to come to the hospital anymore." Both my sister-in-law and her daughter recovered, and two lives were saved. The husband of my neighbor's daughter in my hometown had a brain tumor and had surgery. My neighbor's daughter was exhausted from looking after her husband. When I met her on the street, I comforted her and told her about the goodness of Dafa. I asked her to recite the two phrases, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. She believed that the phrases could help and often recited them at home. Her husband once lost consciousness and she was so scared that she cried and shouted, but nothing seemed to work. She then recalled what I had told her and recited the two phrases loudly in his ear. As she kept reciting it, her husband gradually woke up. She thanked me when she saw me, and I told her that if she really wanted to thank someone, she should thank Master. She understood the truth and quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its youth organizations using her real name. I often keep in touch with my classmates and invite them out for meals. When some of their children got married, I attended their weddings to clarify the truth. I took many Dafa materials and packed them according to their categories. Everyone got a pack. I sometimes also gave them a copy of Dran Falun. They all knew that I practiced Falun Dafa. I told them about the goodness of Dafa and its amazing healing effects, and they were all happy to listen. After understanding the truth, most of them agreed to quit the CCP and its youth organizations. Every time I attended gatherings, classmates would ask me what information materials I brought for them. Some also told me that they distributed the materials I gave them. Hearing things like that, I felt really happy about their awakening. During the Chinese New Year, everyone was waiting for me to give them the beautiful Dafa calendars. My classmates all said that I was a good person. I used to be a substitute teacher at a school and had a good relationship with my students. They said I was a good teacher. Despite being separated from them for many years, these students still remembered me. In 2019, on their 40th graduation anniversary, they invited me and another teacher to join their gathering. I accepted the invitation as I thought it was a good chance for me to raise awareness about Dafa and the persecution. I brought everyone Dafa materials. The celebration was grand and solemn. A few dozen people paid their respects to their teachers. I was touched in my heart. In my speech, I told everyone that no matter what, they must be good people and remember that compassion and virtue are fundamental. Before departing, I gave everyone an exquisite amulet. Some said, "Teacher's really good. You even brought us these precious presents." Another class of students heard that I had returned to my hometown and invited me to a meal. I told them about the goodness of Dafa and sang a song to them, hoping to awaken their consciences. Everyone was happy. One said, "Teacher, this is a Dafa song. My supervisor learned Dafa and treats people well." Before I left, I gave each of them an amulet. I also helped them to quit the CCP and its youth organizations. Part 3. Clarifying the truth face to face. I let nature take its course and make use of many methods to save people. I always carry truth clarification materials with me. Whenever I met someone with affinity, I would talk to them, and many people accepted what I said. Among them was an 80-year-old man. I clarified the truth and gave him a small audio player. At that time, he and his wife used their real names to quit the CCP and its youth organizations. When we met again later, he told me, "I listen to the audio that you gave me every day. It's just great. I used to have a bad temper. I would be full of rage as I could not tolerate things." He said, "I invested 1 million yuan in a financial program, all of which was stolen in one go. I was devastated and desperate. I really thought about suicide. But ever since I listened to this precious audio, I have really changed to become another person. I have become cheerful and take things lightly. I am always smiling and live very happily." There have been countless examples like that, so I'm not going to describe them all. On my path of cultivating in Dafa, I follow Master closely to clarify the truth and do fairly well in matters related to saving sentient beings. But I still lag behind in terms of improving my xinxing. I have not done well sometimes. When I encounter problems, I am still unable to pass some tests. Master enlightened me many times in my dreams. At times, when I did well, I seemed to be ascending, progressing upward step by step. When I did not do so well, I would dream of myself walking down or sliding down steps. From now on, I must make good use of all my available time to study the Fa well, cultivate myself well, get rid of my attachments, and do well on my path of cultivation.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "Connecting with Minghui During the Onset of the Persecution" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on June 30, 2023. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, outlawed Falun Dafa and launched a full-scale, nationwide persecution of practitioners on July 20, 1999. In my region, all of the local volunteer coordinators and active practitioners were arrested. At that time, there was only one practitioner in my area who had access to the Minghui website. He was also detained. It was an extremely difficult, trying time for all of us. Every day, many practitioners went to the National Appeals Office and Tiananmen Square to appeal for the right to practice Falun Dafa, and every day we heard news of practitioners being arrested and tortured. Meanwhile, fake articles claiming to be from Master Li were given to us by undercover CCP agents. Facing wave after wave of overwhelming tribulations, our dearest wish was to get onto the Minghui website for guidance. We all tried our best to evaluate the situation. We knew that Minghui was under Master's close supervision, and we yearned for guidance and information from Minghui. We wanted to read Master's real articles. The Fa rectification was progressing quickly. so we also knew it was important to send information about the persecution through the site, since the platform connects all practitioners in China and around the world. Minghui gave us the utmost sense of security. What could we do without access to Minghui? Two fellow practitioners, Li and Jing, found me and brought me to a small apartment they were renting in the nearby suburbs. They had rented the place just as a Minghui access point. The apartment was entirely empty except for a few pieces of cardboard on the floor and an old computer that practitioners had risked their lives to bring. For a few days, we stayed there to work on the computer, trying to establish a connection with Minghui. We drank water but didn't have anything to eat. When we became tired, we took naps on the cardboard. Strangely enough, we didn't feel hungry or bitter about the situation. Only practitioner Peng, who was arrested, knew how to contact the Minghui website. We didn't have the software necessary to break through the CCP's internet firewall. We tried everything we could think of, but to no avail. In the end, we were able to contact Peng's friend, Hao, and asked her if she had any ideas. After some thought, she remembered that he had told her a string of letters, but she could not remember what they were for. Jing tried using them as the password to log into an email account that had been used in the past to contact Minghui, but it didn't work. And just as we were about to give up, Jing had an idea. She capitalized all the letters, and in the next moment we were in. We were so excited. With lowered voices, we exclaimed, "This is fantastic, we did it." We also appreciated Peng's wisdom in giving Hao the password before he was arrested. We were in frequent communication with Minghui at that point and over the next several days. We downloaded the most recent persecution news, updates, and sharing articles by practitioners. With brief editing, we printed them, wrapped them in newspaper, and distributed them to practitioners in different areas to pass on to other practitioners. Through this network, we formed one body in the early stages. But within a week, the apartment was found by the police. Before the police got there, though, we transferred the computer to another location. Jing and I walked out of the subdivision in front of the police car. We had to frequently move the computer to keep it hidden from the police, and we stayed in practitioners' homes in the countryside and in the city, as well as the homes of our relatives. We often slept on the floor and endured other hardships, but we have never since stopped contacting the Minghui website. I remember one night in particular, after we finished working, under the bright moonlight, we wondered what clothing we should wear when Master comes back to China. We never expected he'd be gone for more than 2 decades. In the years that followed, we have witnessed how the Minghui articles have helped the entire body of DAFA practitioners mature and motivated them to step forward. With practitioners' persistent efforts in printing and distributing materials, more and more people now know the facts of Falun Dafa and have woken up.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.